A lot of strange stuff goes on when the Sasquatch are around. I'm gonna be sleeping in my tent tonight. Oh! Where did that hit?
Off your car.
As long as they don't break anything.
Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for May 13th, 2013. Encrypted news, new potential, and certainly controversial evidence is making the rounds in Bigfoot blogs and forums. The video, shot by Sasquatch Ontario on May 3rd, 2013, contains audio of Bigfoot speaking, or what is known as samurai chatter. The video also contains IR camera footage, which picks up noises of rocks being thrown at the men, as well as an image of a purported Bigfoot handprint on one of their vehicles, which appeared after the Bigfoot was asked to do so. Is this video legitimate? Well, many people think yes, but many people also say no. Tim Fasano, a researcher who has been a voice of exposing lies, yet creating as many himself, has created a video in reaction where he attempts to recreate his sounds and asks the viewer if they actually believe any of it. While I am skeptical of most of the video, the sounds are what jump out to me. However, with simple audio software, it is possible to make human sounds deeper or more inhuman. Bigfoot enthusiast and musician David Batdorf analyzed the sounds of the video and found that some of the sounds were extremely similar, if not the same, and used numerous times within the video. Some sounds seem out of place, such as the sound of strings of a guitar, as well as footsteps that sound as though they are made by boots. No one truly knows what a Sasquatch sounds like, and this may be legitimate. However, we have seen plenty of hoax videos and blob squatch photos. Is audio the next biggest thing to be hoaxed?
That's him. He's out there. That's him talking.
A Brazilian paranormal team has enlisted a local man as bait for a chupacabra-like creature that is supposedly responsible for the death of dozens of livestock, as well as four humans. The creature, known as Caboclo de Agua, is a menacing creature that appears to be a cross between a gremlin, zombie, and a duck. Really, you have to see this thing. The group has determined that the best way to capture the creature is by using a river, a large cage, a goat, and a human being as live bait. The lucky person will be placed in the cage with the live goat and placed near the river. Of course, the guy has to sign a waiver, but will also earn a cool $1,000 per day to be the bait. Man, if this only happened in Ohio. In UFO news, back on April 27th of this year, there were two similar reports of a triangular UFO. In one case, a witness in Tennessee reported a large triangular object with rounded corners floating above their car just over some power lines. The witness noticed a round light underneath the UFO and watched it for about 10 seconds. Then, 2 hours and nearly 1,200 miles away in Colorado, another witness was observing an airplane when they noticed a large triangular UFO streaking through the sky. The UFO was only seen for about 2 seconds, but the witness observed the UFO go from horizon to horizon. The article that compared these two sightings, nor the individual report, specified if the UFO was coming from the direction of where it was seen in Tennessee. And in other news, last week I discussed the E4 method in further detail here on the Grandark Conspiracy, and mentioned that I do have a book out. And if you haven't heard this news, well, you need to get out and check it out. The E4 Method, Breaking the Mold of Paranormal Investigation, is now available at lulu.com/ghosthelp. That's lulu.com/ghosthelp. And there you will find all four of my books on paranormal investigation methods. And my next book is in the works and will hopefully be complete by this fall. It is titled The Handbook for the Amateur Cryptozoologist, and will be a book balanced on research into the subject of the unknown, hidden, or just plain strange creatures, as well as the methods to investigate them. I will be adding some research experience and hopefully some evidence to this book, as I have been invited by the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Society, led by Eric Altman, into a location in western Pennsylvania in search of Bigfoot and big cats as well. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. There's really nothing on my calendar in early May. There are some events in late June and early July, so check out paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any event you would like to hear here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons. What?